Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Julie Burbrick, who is a candidate for one of the open seats on the October 2nd election for the Palmer City Council. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Mike.
We have a theme for the questions today. Actions speak louder than words. So question one, describe the most significant goal you have that motivated you to run for election by describing actions you have already taken to reach that goal.
Well, when my husband and I decided to open a bike shop, we knew it was going to be in downtown Palmer, where my husband is from. We lived up off of Palmer Fish Hook at the time. And when we wanted to form how we were going to shape our shop and be a part of this community, our number one driving mission was community. Every decision that we make in our bike shop is based on how it will affect the community. Are we going to increase community participation in bicycling? We didn't just want to sell people bicycles. We wanted to create a cycling community. And to that goal, we do many things that we do for getting people involved. We have clinics in our shop. We have support the local programs like Sprawl Kids. We support local programs like Matsu Ski Club. So really the number one goal that motivated me to do this was to be an even greater part of the community. So we moved off of Palmer Fish Hook about 2 years ago into downtown Palmer. I love living in downtown Palmer. And with the eligibility to run for something like city council, my husband told me to put my money where my mouth is. And I had other people encourage me to do this. So I put my hat in and that's how I got to be running for Palmer City Council.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Question number two, how do you see yourself working with others serving on the council, and how do you discover what others' views are on controversial topics?
Well, you know, in life you have to work with all different kinds of people. You know, I have employees that I have to work with. I have brothers and sisters that I had to work with. I worked for 16 years at Valley Orthodontics doing their bookkeeping. And one of the main things that I had to do, was accounts receivables, otherwise known as collections. And what I learned is that I needed to find out what the story was behind why maybe somebody couldn't make a payment. I needed to get their point of view so that we could come to a common understanding of how we were going to get to a solution to the problem. So I just really see these, you know, differences of opinion that we may have as a problem that just needs to be solved. We need to see each other's viewpoints and listen to each other's viewpoints and figure out a way to come to a solution. And the second part of your question, as far as discovering others' views on controversial subjects, you know, you have to be engaged. You have to, you know, if you are on a city council, you need to, you know, be engaged with the community to find out where your constituents are on different issues, and then bring that to the council.
Thank you. Question number three, how do you reach your constituents, especially those feeling left out of the public policy conversation or those that may feel disenfranchised? And along with that, what have you done to take into account perspectives different than your own?
So I think that, and this is one of the things that Palmer really has going for it already, and something that I envision being even greater part of Palmer is community involvement. When we get constituents engaged in community and they feel like they're an important part of Palmer, that is how you can reach them. You get them involved in the different activities that are happening, and then they can feel like their voice is being heard. So as far as taking into different perspectives, other than my own, you know, I think that it's important to read, to have different sources of information, and to talk to different people about how they feel on different issues.
Okay, thank you. Question number four. What is your perspective on the way the body you're running for functions currently, the city council? Mm-hmm. If you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose? And how have you fostered improvements in other organizations you may have belonged to?
So I think that the Palmer City Council functions, you know, quite adequately. I think that anybody who is putting in their hat to run for city council or is on the council has the best interests of Palmer at heart. And so while there may be different views on where we should go with the city, I think that everybody is definitely doing the best that they can for what they believe the city should be doing. That being said, I maybe think that it is time to look a little bit further into the future, not be so short-sighted. Our valley is growing. It's growing exponentially. And I think we really need to look at how we want to foster that growth, how we want to shape our town so that we can, you know, handle that influx of people, handle, you know, what we want our town to look like in the future. You know, when I travel, I am not attracted to towns that are, you know, giant strip mall towns. I'm attracted to a certain type of town that has a vibrant downtown that is like, has good restaurants, has good shopping, has a walkable downtown that fosters outdoor recreation. And I'd like to see that in Palmer.
Okay. Well, I've asked four questions. Now it's your turn to speak on any topic you'd like in the last few moments we have here.
Well, I guess the one thing I'd address is that I really don't have years and years of experience being involved in the city council. But what I do have is really a deep-seated desire to be a part of Palmer, a greater part of Palmer than I am as a business owner and as a resident. I would like to really foster what I consider to be a really cool town and help shape it for the future.
Okay. Thank you, Julie Burbick, running for one of the city council seats in the upcoming election on October 2nd. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mike.